Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Reinventors, How Extraordinary Companies Pursue Radical Continuous Change, by Jason Jennings. Hello, I'm the author Jason Jennings, and I'm honored to be able to read my book for you. Let's begin with the introduction. I broke Thomas Wolfe's cardinal rule and went back home to the town where I grew up. I parked my rental car a block off Main Street, intending to wander through the downtown business district. I remember it being filled with bustling department and clothing stores, drugstores, restaurants, more barbershops and salons than you could count, crowded supermarkets, hardware centers, and insurance agencies. In fact, it was so jammed with cars and people, you had to look both ways before you stepped off the curb to avoid being run over. But as I turned the corner, I saw a ghost town, minus the tumbleweeds. Boarded-up buildings were covered with grime and graffiti. Parking meters were mere stumps, their heads lopped off in hopes that saving a quarter would cause shoppers to return. And there wasn't any place to buy anything. The only things left were a few little bars and a handful of antique and junk stores. As I walked, memories of the people I knew who had owned and operated the stores that lined the streets came flooding back. There were the Lowenstein sisters, who had owned the town's flagship department store. Leah, Rose, and Bertha had fought successfully like Patton battled the Germans to keep competitors from gaining ground on their turf, and they often swatted competitors away with the phrase, "There are already enough stores downtown."